We might cite the old adage, life imitates art, as we tell this story. And that would suit the tale very well. After all, it's about a musical centering on two best friends who love theater almost more than anything, and they care deeply about each other, too. And they spend every last cent they have trying to get their show to the stage. It's a play within a play kind of thing, and it's titled Gutenberg the Musical, and it's by Scott Brown and Anthony King. The piece had an off-Broadway run in 2006 and opened on Broadway in 2023 with two stars from the Book of Mormon, Josh Gad and Andrew Rannells, who play characters they describe as writing a love letter to musicals, and as two fellows full of joy as well. They say we laugh at their earnestness and start laughing at it until it sucks us in and we fall in love with it and with them. And within this hilarious musical, Gutenberg, that's over the top and nonstop, there is heart. And we hear it in the original cast recording when Bud and Doug speak about just what the stakes are in what they're doing.
Hey, Doug, what if this is it?
What?
What if no one wants our show and this recording was all for nothing?
Well, maybe it is all for nothing. But if this show doesn't happen, well, then Bud will write another one. And another one, because damn it, we're gonna die doing what we love. But you know what? I think it is gonna happen. And I think we're gonna be wearing tuxedos on opening night, on Broadway.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be a giant set with real dirt streets and real animals. And instead of two drunks, there'll be like 100 drunks.
Yeah, like 1,000 drunks.
Like 1,000,000. Like 1,000,000 drunks. Oh, Doug, I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, bud.
We now ask what happens when two best friends from Scranton go to Broadway to see Gutenberg the Musical. It's like a lightning bolt. They see themselves in the musical, passionate about theater and pals to the very end. And with that revelation, they become as determined as Bud and Doug to bring Gutenberg to the stage here, where they became friends and do theater together to this day. And they've been willing to produce the show themselves with their own funds, like Bud and Doug. And Britt Deming and Jesse T. Van open tonight at Actors Circle in what is not just a birthday card to each other, but a love letter to theater, this community, and to their long-lasting friendship. Britt and Jesse stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio with their director and sound designer in the wings to fill us in, Britt Deming.
A great place to start is actually how we met each other, because we met each other at a summer arts program for high schoolers in Scranton called Arts Alive. And so we met doing theater together. We were both two super nerdy teenagers that were super excited about theater and all thing arts. And we immediately clicked, and we've been best friends ever since.
And the only thing that has changed is our age, as we are now turning 480 months old.
On radio, we look just 16.
Yes.
Did you then go on to act together in community theater?
So I went to college for theater. Britt took a different direction. And then we reconnected in the real world. I mean, we never really stopped connecting, but we got back together and we started doing shows together again a couple of years ago when you moved back to the area, right?
Yeah, after school, I went to New York City, did the whole corporate thing. Not a lot of theater. I did take a couple improv classes. But then when I moved back to the area, Jesse had been reintroduced to community theater and had been doing a lot. And she got me reintroduced. She did a lot of valentelling, but I was very excited to help out.
And is it everything? Is it directing, acting, writing?
Yes, all of the above. Definitely, yes. I direct, I act, I write. Britt contributes.
I try to. I say a lot of zany things that Jesse is very kind enough to write down. But yeah, we kind of help out wherever we can with the theater. For me, it's mostly acting, but Jesse can do pretty much everything.
Jesse tries to do everything.
That is a very accurate statement.
We know how many theater companies there are. Are you identified with one?
Well, we love all the local theaters, and we're always excited to see all of their shows. And if there's opportunities, we love to audition for all of their shows. However, we are on the board at Actors Circle, and so I would say that that's still our home theater, even though we love all the other theaters as well.
You meet a lot of people. You want to support everybody because there's so much great talent locally. And I think that people think, oh, it's a community theater show. They're not going to see something amazing. And a lot of times you do. I think people underestimate it because it's community theater.
Now, what's your history with Gutenberg the musical?
Well, I guess it was 2 years ago for my birthday, Jesse got a ticket to see Gutenberg the musical, and I wasn't able to make it to the first show that she had tickets for. So she got to see it before me, and then we went to see it again a couple months later.
Because she had to. She had to see that show.
Jesse was like, it's very important that you see that show. And as soon as the show was over, I looked at her and I said, we need to do this. And Jesse said,
okay. No, it was an enthusiastic, yes, you get it. Like, I knew that you were the person that needed to see this with me because I knew she would understand. She knew, she was thinking exactly the same way as me. We needed to do this show. It's just so funny. And it's a pretty bare bones show overall. It's two people pitching a musical about Johann Gutenberg, which sounds awful. But I was like, when I saw it on Broadway, it had Josh Gad and Andrew Rannells.
Who are amazing.
They were in the Book of Mormon, if anybody doesn't know who they are. And I was like, it's got to be amazing if those two are in it. So we went to see it, and it was just from a nothing set to a nothing cast to nothing costumes. It was incredible, the entire experience.
And you each identified with one of those two characters?
I think we pretty much picked which character the day that we saw the show together.
I'm pretty sure that you decided, well, I'm Josh Gad, you're Andrew. Okay. No, sounds good to me.
It just seems so perfect. You know, as Jesse said, it's about two people who are making a show about Johann Gutenberg, but it's really about the show and the show. And so it's two best friends who love theater and just want to create something together. And so that's why it really spoke to our hearts. It really felt, you know, not only did we resonate with those characters, but the fact that it was two friends coming together really resonated with us as well. They're two friends that work together at a nursing home and just love to do karaoke. And so it worked really well for their characters.
Yeah.
And the notion that this is something that you had to do, why now? And how are you making it happen?
Well, we are backing this mostly ourselves. We do have the support of Actor Circle, which has been, you know, immensely helpful. Fantastic.
Amazing.
A lot of support from community theater everywhere. Diva is letting us use their microphones, and we are using Actor Circle stage. You know, just to have the space is really nice. And we have a lot of support from friends that are also doing other shows. We've been really, really lucky in that regard. The timing, we are celebrating turning 480 months old this month.
So since we were 16, we have celebrated what we call our collective birthday, which is the midpoint between both of our birthdays. My birthday is July 8th, Jesse's is July 28th, and so on July 18th, we have our collective birthday celebration. And this year is a very, very important collective birthday because we both turn 40.
Yeah.
Or as I prefer to say, 39 years and 12 months.
Britt's older, I just wanted to say that quickly.
By 20 days.
Still older.
You've told us that you're producing it yourself. Well, aren't the two characters in this show making a pitch to producers so they can put on the show?
Yes,
exactly. That's such a great, great point. In the show, one of their relatives recently passed and they use that money to be on the stage. So they put everything they have, every last dime, into making sure that people can see the work that they're so, so very proud of. And that's definitely something that Jesse and I can relate to.
Yes.
And they have no money to speak of, so they wear hats.
Yeah. So the show is really just two characters, but they're trying to portray a show of how many people is it?
Something like 22, 24.
And so they're able to distinguish themselves by constantly switching baseball caps with the character names on it. So it involves a lot of hat choreography.
And a lot of different character playing, just like switching in and out of the roles. We do that. It's not like we're playing the same thing the whole time. It's been a challenge and it has been the most fun ever. And I could not have picked better people to do it with.
Our director, Mark Fryer, is amazing, and he's constantly helping us think about what are the different characters, how do we distinguish between the different characters. So, for example, when I play one character, Monk, he's always saying, more pelvis, Monk has a lot of pelvis. What are those physical things that differentiate one character from another?
We get a lot of, you know what's not working for me? Sorry, Mark.
And we are here together because your tech or scenic director reached out and was so excited by the story of you two coming together to make this happen.
Yeah, so our set designer is Nikki Kylie Pimentel. She has been fantastic.
Amazing.
Designing this. And I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to give too much away. But she has been doing like an amazing job putting up walls and painting bricks and decorating and the spike tape on the floor. It's a lot of work for a nothing set. You would be surprised. And it's all coming out of her brain. She's fantastic. She's really a really gifted set designer. Yeah, and we're really lucky to have found her.
So lucky. And I think too, as Jesse said, it doesn't look like much, but there's a lot of theater magic happening behind the scenes. It's a little bit of foreshadowing.
But what is foreshadowing?
I'll tell you later.
Now that sounds like you're talking in character voice.
Yeah. You are not wrong.
Very true.
That may or may not be a line from the show.
It's Gutenberg the musical. Do we learn anything about Gutenberg the inventor?
You learn that he was born around the year 1400. You learn that he invented the printing press, if you didn't already know.
And that he was from Germany. In the show, they call it historical fiction, which is fiction.
That's true.
And what's this about a wine press?
Originally Johann Gutenberg was a wine presser, and then he changed his wine press into a printing press, which is how the printing press came to be.
Disclaimer, that is only in the logic of the show.
Is there any reason that it's Gutenberg and it's not Galileo?
It's a great question. So in the show, the characters, in the original script, it's Bud and Doug, but we changed it to Betty and Deb because we're two females. They talk about how the best way to get a musical to sell is to have it based off of a book or a movie. And so they decide, what if it was the first book?
Now, I understand there was some sort of a birthday present one of you got from your family.
Yes. So because this is a large milestone birthday, and my birthday has already happened, my family kept saying, well, what is it that you want? What do you need for your birthday? And I said, all I want is for people to come see this show. And so my parents got a billboard to try to advertise for the show. So it's on Route 6 if you're
headed toward Carbondale.
If you're headed toward Carbondale. So it was just such a really sweet gesture from them. It's like, well, if you want people to see the show, let's find a way to try to get people to come and see the show.
I also want to say that I got a gift from my family as well. My husband, for our anniversary, got us fog in a can. So that was huge.
So we might get to...
You will get to see that fog in a can. I will guarantee you, you will see that fog in a can.
It is magical. And Jesse also isn't mentioning the fact that her husband, not only is he the procurer of fog in a can, he has also done all of our sound design. He's been working on the light board. He's really doing so much stuff behind the scenes and making this happen.
Now, you have had years of experience in theater, so you know how difficult comedy can be when you are bam, 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 back and forth, not only doing witty lines, but the audience is going to be laughing. How are you getting a feel of that rhythm?
Well, thankfully, our director, Mark, is an amazing laugher. If anybody ever needs somebody to laugh at jokes in a theater, you should hire Mark Fryer because he's so good at giving us those laughs. And so one, it lets us know if something new is working, but two, he also kind of helps us anticipate how the audience might react as well.
And fortunately, we have a lot of opportunities to laugh at ourselves in this show. So, you know, that helps too. And we keep talking about how it is a two-character show, but technically it's three. Our pianist, Rebecca Elfman, has been fantastic, stepping in at the last minute. And she is a character in the show, kind of. We refer to her a lot, and we bounce stuff off of her. I cannot say enough about how great she has been, going above and beyond at rehearsals. She's wonderful. And we should also probably give shout-outs to our musical director, Max Roche, who was wonderful, our lighting designer, David Smith.
Our stage manager, Kitty O'Neill.
Kylie and Jason, of course. Jason Narkunis, my husband, that has done all of the wonderful things. A million other people have done things.
I'm sure we're forgetting someone just because we've had so many people step in to help us along the way.
We're so, so lucky. Theater really is a community.
Tell us about opening and all of those things.
So Gutenberg the Musical runs July 17th to the 20th. July 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., all at the Providence Playhouse in Scranton.
So you can visit either the Actors Circle website or you could find Actors Circle on Facebook. We also have a webpage set up that's gutenbergscranton.com that people can visit as well.
I know you haven't opened yet. Now that you're in the midst of it, was it the right decision to do this, and what are you experiencing and learning about yourself as a theater person and about each other as friends?
Whoa, such a weighted question.
This was definitely the right show for us. I think we both are growing as actors, pushing our limits, which is always important as an artist or an entertainer. I think that we have spent more time together in the last 2 months than we ever have in our entire lives, which is saying a lot because we've spent quite a bit of time together. And I don't know. I have to say, Britt has always been amazing. So,
but not as amazing as Jesse. I want to go on record. You know, it's hard because it's an entire show with just the two of us. What I have to say, you know, I was working on the program earlier today, and I couldn't help but think about all the people that we were listing in the program and all the people that we had to thank. And so I think when we started this venture, it seemed very intimidating because we're doing a whole musical with just the two of us. But in reality, we have a whole community that stepped in to help us. And that's the biggest thing, is just how quick people within the community have stepped up and said, oh, hey, do you need help with this? Or, hey, I have that if it might be helpful. And just random people that have been coming into the theater the last few days to help us do some of the finishing touches. I think that to me is the biggest takeaway, is just how eager people are to support and help and be part of something that brings arts into the area.
Enthusiasm is contagious.
And do we need to laugh in July of 2025?
Most definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, everyone could use just a little bit of a mental holiday, even if it's just for 2 hours.
It's the best medicine, laughter, for sure.
Biscuits, biscuits, I want you deep inside of me, biscuits. Every medieval bootblack knows when you're feeling bad, there are only two cures, leeches and biscuits. Put them in an oven and they're nice and sweet. Put them in my tummy and they're good to eat. Put them on a shelf and they're out of reach. Biscuits.
They taste really yummy in a time of war.
They taste really yummy even off the floor.
They taste really yummy and I want some more. We're not too poor to eat biscuits.
Britt Deming and Jesse Teevan, actors opening tonight at Actors Circle in Scranton in Gutenberg the Musical. In the wings during their visit to WVIA were director Mark Fryer and sound designer Jason Narkunis. Here's Mark.
The thing that I would like to say is, especially right now, we definitely need theater. It's the escapism I think we need. Being able to go into the theater, that's what theater really is all about. It's sitting there in the dark where you get to forget about your problems and just enjoy yourself. And this particular show is just, it's a laugh a minute. And Jesse said earlier that I say all the time that doesn't work for me. The whole show definitely works for me right now. These two ladies are just so talented. It's unbelievable. And they asked me to direct, and I was just so humbled and so thrilled and so excited to be on this journey with them. And they're just absolutely wonderful. And it's not an easy task. You know, you see a show and you go, gosh, I want to do it, and I want to produce it, and I want to be in it. Just the feat that they've accomplished to get this show going, and I know it's going to be just absolutely fabulous this weekend. So please, everyone, come and see it.
And Jason, you've seen it on the big stage.
I mean, when we went to see this on Broadway, I was with Jesse both times, and it does seem, when you watch it, it appears very doable. Because it is simple, but yet very complicated at the same time. And the characters, they were practically Britt and Jesse in male form up there on the stage. So this was not a big stretch in terms of character fit, but the work that they've put in is incredible. We are hoping this to be the first step in sort of a revival over at Actor Circle. It's been a very long time since musicals have been done there. Unfortunately, they're expensive and they're complicated to put on. So if we can make this one a success, then we can hopefully do more in the future.
Sound designer Jason Narkunis and director Mark Fryer with actors Britt Deming and Jesse T. Vannell. Opening tonight at Actors Circle in Scranton with Gutenberg, the musical, shows July 17th, this evening, tomorrow and Saturday evening at 7, and the Sunday matinee is at 2. It's Actors Circle, the Providence Playhouse, 1256 Providence Road in Scranton. For information, it's actorscircle.com, actorscircle.com. Gutenberg, the musical.
And now I shall throw this biscuit into that man's hat.
Presented by Actors Circle, and it's curtains for you.